The Earth Lab Project, the self-sufficient community in an interdependent world through protected and controlled environment cropping systems. This is produced by Earth Lab Vital Environmental Systems Limited, 390 Bay Street, Suite 2020, Toronto, Ontario, M5H2Y2. The name on this is Donald R. Anderson, Executive Director, Administration, but this was obviously written by Z. Charnot. Table of Contents. 1. The Earth Lab Initiative. Number 2. Why there is a need for the Earth Lab system. Number 3. Summary of some of Earth Lab's technology. 4. Licensing. 5. Finance. And 6. Key staff. There is a disclaimer. This business plan is being expanded and detailed out. It is incomplete. The business plan is being circulated in its present form on a selective basis to obtain response and interest. Comments and questions are welcome. Again, with Donald R. Anderson as the Executive Director of Administration, and it's dated January the 19th, 1982. Part 1, The Earth Lab Initiative. Earth Lab Vital Environmental Systems Limited plans a series of environmental growth systems to be located in many parts of the world. These will provide the essentials of life and will be self-sufficient, economical, and locally managed. The environmental growth systems will utilize structures which will employ novel materials and construction methods, and the highest levels of technology will be used to create food of outstanding flavor and quality, nursery stock, pure water, fresh daily animal fodder, seeds and new plant varieties, fuel, and fertilizers. Rates of growth will be extraordinary, and there will be many crops per year. Low capital requirements and modest operating costs will bring around rapid acceptance. An interesting and important byproduct is the possibility of using environmental growth systems to reduce acid levels in lakes, thus repairing the damage done by acid rain. The technology required to build and to operate environmental growth systems has already been developed, tested, and proven under actual full-scale operating conditions, and the necessary patents and know-how belong to Earth Lab. The first step in the development of the Earth Lab project will be the construction of a full-scale demonstration unit on land already acquired in eastern Ontario, Canada, supported by a systems manufacturing facility at another location. The rationale justifying this project is explained below in Section 2, Why There Is a Need for Earth Lab Systems. The technology by which the Earth Lab systems operate is outlined in Section 3, Summary of Technology. Earth Lab will extend its systems in various parts of the world by means of licensing procedures outlined in Section 4, Earth Lab Licensing Facilities. Capital requirements and project profit projections are outlined in Section 5, Financial Data. Inquiries are invited from potential investors, government agencies, and potential licensees. Number 2, why there is a need for the Earth Lab systems. Unless food production techniques are revolutionized in the next decade, the world will probably see ever worsening famines. This is a source of widespread concern. But the outlook is more frightening than many people realize. Powerful evidence has emerged that the world's climate is changing, and for the worse. It is now widely accepted by climatologists that the Earth's weather is returning to a condition similar to that prevailing in the period between 1600 and 1850. This view is taken so seriously that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has studied the problem and has issued a special report. The CIA's conclusions are grim. China will face a major famine every 5 years. The Soviet Union will lose the entire Kazakhstan for grain production. Canada will lose 50% of her food production. The EEC countries will no longer be net food exporters. India will be able to support only 3/4 of her present population. Only the U.S. may, on balance, retain her current food production level. And the consequences? To quote the CIA report, there would be increasingly desperate attempts on the part of the powerful but hungry nations to get grain any way they could. Massive migrations, sometimes backed by force, would be a live issue, and political and economic instability would be widespread. The economic and political impact of major climatic shifts is almost beyond comprehension. Yet there is a solution, and it is by no means too late to adopt it. A determined and widespread use of the most modern protected cropping systems. The best systems are highly efficient, are unaffected by weather and climate change, and could raise world food production to unprecedented levels. Protected, controlled environment cropping is phenomenally economic, and as things stand, the main hope of avoiding catastrophe. Traditional glasshouse cropping began to die in 1974. Steeply rising fuel costs quickly collapsed the economy of numerous growers. They closed down. In many places, the surviving glasshouse industry struggles with makeshifts. Only crops needing little or no heat are grown. Clumsy insulating tents are set up at night to conserve heat, then folded up in the morning to restore light transmission. The growing season is compressed, sometimes to the summer months alone, and low profit levels are soberly taken as inevitable. Problem identified. The proceedings of the International Symposium on Controlled Environment Agriculture, held in April 1977, states in the foreword, most of the heat is lost through radiation and conduction at night. Solution identified. A straightforward solution to this heat loss through radiation and conduction at night problem has been developed, tested, and put into successful operation. Lumex, L-U-M-E-X, a long-life, flexible, translucent vinyl covering in place of glass. It is double-glazed and filled with carbon dioxide gas, and it incorporates automatic night screening sunlight control, as well as an outstanding selected filtration of light. Lumex deals with both the problem of heat loss at night and heat gains during the day, making it possible to control the environment without enormous heating and cooling capacities, and bringing total environmental control within economic range. This eliminates the need for wasteful and costly open ventilation, and by closing the environment, several interesting results are obtained as follows. The crop is shielded from pollution, insects, birds, mold spore, pollen, dust, and disease. The water cycle is closed, conserving water. The carbon dioxide level can be controlled, increasing the rate of photosynthesis. It is easier to regulate temperature and even the air pressure. It is possible to control the photo period while harvesting the light and the heat of the sun